First of all, I want to thank the fans. I know that we opened up practices more, and they did a great job coming out, and we really appreciate all that. I mean, we talked about getting chaos and things like that, and they're a big part of it, but just to allow them on this journey with us, you could really feel them and appreciate it. We'll meet tonight. I know this is an ideal for you guys. We're meeting tonight on rotations, but I'll try to answer any questions that you have on some, like example, like Toby Gerhardt. We just got to see. He played today, practiced, did some good things. I'm anticipating, if I hear good reports, he's going to play. He's going to get in there, and we're going to give him some reps. He might be, you know, 4 or 5 carries, something like that, to get him going. But I just got to wait and see what I find out on the latest report. Same thing with JT. He came in and got a couple reps. We'll see how he responded to this. And some of them, they may be pregame. We just go out there and see. But right now we're going into it thinking they're going to play. Okay?
When you guys meet tonight, what are you guys going to decide on the quarterbacks?
Well, I know Chad's going first and second quarter. And then first half, yes. And then Blake will come in the second half. And I believe what we're leaning towards, he's going to play the second half.
What is 2 quarterbacks?
Yeah, and as we discussed it tonight, you know, it may switch a little bit to get those other guys, but, you know, that's what we're leaning towards now.
So JT and Garrett, you want to see them tomorrow, how they reacted?
Yeah, how they reacted after a day of practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
How much are you looking forward to seeing the defensive line and if they can carry over what they did against Tampa Bay?
Well, it's always, you know, we're always seeing to see if we get improvement. And sometimes it's the scheme. Sometimes you see 25 three-step passes, you know, and it's hard. We get our hands up. You might not get the sacks, but we're disruptive in other ways. So it's, you know, whatever we're facing, you know, we'll look at it and evaluate it after that. But, yeah, we want to continue to make progress with them. Again, first thing is stop the run, at least contain the run. And, you know, and then get our 4-man rush and have that mindset about the ball and then tackling. You know, always in preseason, tackling is something that we emphasize. So go in with that same mindset.
Best days offensively, particularly looked like the wide receivers didn't drop, you know, maybe one or two balls all day.
Yeah, and some of it was service team, you know, and we're out there in shoulder pads and helmets. So you see them, the DBs are running by and, you know, so they're not going after the ball. So, you know, some of those plays, that's what we should see. But it's just like, you know, when we're running routes. I mean, I can remember those times when just running on air, we would drop 3 or 4 balls and overthrows, and that's becoming cleaner, and it's showing up when we go against each other.